Hey, this is Justin. Just listen to Dean Jackson's podcast on the tyranny of convenience and embracing the tyranny of convenience. And what he put forward, he started a story about going to Starbucks and being able to order on an app and then knowing 4 to 9 minutes that his coffee would be ready. And looking at, and he also shared how he's doing podcasting with just starting to speak, hey, let's podcast to start with, and then opening up the podcast, then speaking the title and speaking the description, and then sending it off into the world. So very few clicks. I'm actually interested in what he's got set up to start to do the podcast and to work with the podcast and to create the podcast, what apps he's using. I love using the Anchor app, but actually I could probably speak the title and speak the description as well, but being prompted for those would be another interesting next level of not having to use the phone at all. And inside the challenge that I personally have with with my hands and not using too much, and especially when it gets cold outside, pulling the phone out and being able to work. So having regular prompts to open and start the podcast, or having the Siri integration to be able to do the podcast. I can probably do that through Anchor. But yeah, that's an interesting way to get started. So there are different levels of creation. There's different levels of focus. Now this is brainstorm. We'll see what actually idea emerges from this concept, from, you know, what work actually, but having the lens of convenience on everything that we do and being able to create unconventional, irrational, 10x, 100x type of results in short periods of time through having some sort of advantage, either personal advantage or technological advantage, to make something happen. That's the example that you have, you know, being able to, while people are waiting at Starbucks, waiting for their app, he was able to record a podcast inside that gap time. So that waiting time turns into productivity time, and then the productivity time can turn into leisure time or pleasure time or whatever it is. Now, some people have the I just call it the addiction or the desire for for being more productive or whatever that is, but it's having the control over the time and doing things that are convenient. Yeah, so that's like the new litmus test for creation. If it creates more convenience and allows something to get produced in a shorter period of time, then it has some more value. So that can be, so we look at doing things that are hard, but it's also building the relationship so we have access to the information so that we can do things that are easier and then do them thousands and hundreds of thousands and, you know, dozens, if not millions. Ooh, lots of background noise in this one, if not millions at times. So we'll continue to work. So the workflow I've been doing this morning, depending on where I am, I usually, coming a little quick. What I do in the, when I do a start for walk, so I was a little bit, talking this morning, got up this morning, ran a top 20 list, which is a brainstorming list, and decided to work every single item on that top 20 list this morning. Whoop, and it's a dog barking in the background. Started working every item. Got a little bit burnt on the back end of that, and then got a message from my wife about some blood test results for my son that initially were a little bit concerning. After doing a little bit more analysis and thinking about them, they became less and less concerning, afterwards. But that all kind of seeps into the energy tank. Now, when I realize, hey, we've got a really good path forward, that there isn't necessarily a problem or something that we've got to worry about, gives a little bit more of a peak in the zap of energy. But I was coming out, I also was very excited about my walk yesterday and sort of what that freed up energetically, and having to, wanting to do new things and wanting to try new things just because I've had new energy. But today it was just like a little bit more of a like, all right, it became a little bit more, you know, it was very difficult. It was like chasing that first high of doing something or going back to it. It was a little bit more challenging this morning to start with. So I started listening to another podcast as I was starting to start. It was, make sure I didn't kill the podcast here. We're still recording here. Yep, we are still recording. Okay. My timer is set to 25 minutes. So what am I talking about here? There was the possibility of creating and the possibility of building something that's new, and yeah, having something come into existence that didn't necessarily exist in the past. So where do we go from here? Okay, so having something new get developed that didn't necessarily occur or happen in the past. All right, so where am I? Totally lost my train of thought. So there was a thought that, hey, maybe somebody's expecting me to be someplace at 10 o'clock. I don't think that's the case. But then I got stuck inside the thinking and totally lost train of thought. Oh, okay. So started listening to entertaining podcasts just to kind of build up the energy. It's not even build up the energy, but it's to cause the tension, I guess is the right word, to cause the tension or the pressure that is not necessarily required, but is that becomes possible. And I think I'm going in the wrong direction is the way I'm walking here, to build up the tension that says, hey, I've got something to say, I want to say something, and then starting to do the recording. So I started doing the recording, did about 18 minutes. It was probably a little bit of a lost recording session, and not a lost one, but not necessarily the most productive of recording session. And that became, that's like, for me, the trigger is the, hey, there's some sort of aha, there's some sort of momentum, there's some sort of like, new idea starts to spark, or some connection gets made in the head that says, this is actually worth pursuing or worth attacking or approaching in a different way. And then we move forward on that. So that didn't necessarily happen. So I went back to some of the entertainment stuff. And I was like, let me listen to something that's a little bit more focused, more kind of productivity focused. So I listened to that, the Dean Jackson session, and then did this piece right here. So it really is where what we're feeling at any particular moment starts to dictate the action and the type of work that happens. And love to be, just love the idea and been holding on to it for a while of ideas to reality at the speed of thought, and having a mechanism for the right. All right, so this is the right place. Having a mechanism for the right type of idea to emerge at the right time, at the right moment, when it is most possible or most opportunistic. Okay, so we started rambling for about 10 minutes here. There's probably a seed of a gem of an idea in here, but we don't know necessarily what it is. So what would I do with this? I'm going to fly to this one. What I would do with this one is I would have it transcribed if I wanted to start to see what ideas came from it. I can also listen to it. I can listen to it on 1x, I can listen to it on 2x, I can listen to it on 3x. I can listen to it fast-forwarding every 15 seconds just to see what potential ideas emerge. So there's four different ways, or can just save it to drafts and sort of wait for the next big option or big idea or big thought to emerge. So now big decision is, do we go to this next light? I think, now I could go to Google Maps and actually see where this next light is. All right, I'm going to end this broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.